Begin the Numasech, though. Begin Daf Beis. We said the Daf Beis and Alpha. Begin the Tos Mas. Begin the words of the Masech, the Perek, the Mishnah, the Daf Hamakane, which Tos quotes words of the Gemara. I did the Tana Nadarim. He said, "Oh, since we quote Masech Nadarim, so Tana Nazar. So then we say Nazar after the Dam Nadarim, because similar to Nadarim, because Nazar is a subcategory of Nadarim." Tos says, "Tame, it's a wonder because the Rabbi Reish Masech Nazar Amma and Begin Masech Nazar Daf Beis and Alpha Gemara tells the Leitan the Lei why we say Nazar Elagam Masech because we have Masech Nasech Gedrabi." We don't say because it comes after Nadarim. Why not? That's what Agmar is saying over here. What you can say is, no. Like, come from a Seder Nashim. Why is it in this whole Seder, from the six categories of Mishnais? Why isn't it Seder Nashim? That's Elagam Seder. That's what Agmar is saying in the beginning of Mesetis Nazar. Now, Mishum Nidam Nadarim, it's what Agmar is saying over here, but since someone's in Nadarim, it's come from Nadarim. So therefore, we said after Nadarim, Mipi Rabbi. So that's why we're saying in that order, but why isn't the Seder? That's what the Gemara says in the beginning of Mesetis Nazar. Because it's similar to Saita, which is from Seder Noshim. This is Tzitzitim, it's a wonder. My loy, and the gear says, come out, they cover Agam Nadarim. What do you mean? Why don't you say that you have Nazar, because of Nadarim, the Hobbit pegged out the Nazar, in the fourth peg of Nazar, Ton Mishnai is to be learned, Ben Mishnai is the Maya Benidri Noshim of Faras Baal, talks about the Nadarim of women and then the nullification of the husband. That's why you have Nazar after Nadarim. There's so much you can say. That even no, it's better to say it because of Saita, because the parish is Hamanismach. We also have the parishes near each other. And therefore, that's why the Gemara prefers to say that's the reason why we're saying it over here. Now, Bereish Mesech the Shvuas, Daik Nam Bekai Gavna, which, what's the Gemara in the beginning of Shvuas and the Daik like this also? So it's actually the Hagoy Sabach says that this is not a continuation from this last interpretation. Rather, it's going on the first Peshat Mipi Rabbi that says that. That Nazar explains the reason why is it have Nazar and Seder Noshim. Here we're giving the reason why Nadarim comes first and then Masech is Nazar then Seita. And that's where the wording sounds like. So we see that Tanam and Nazar Salik, that's what it's saying in the beginning of Masech the Shavuos also makes the same Dik Mechti, let's say Tanam and Makas Salik. Sounds like that, not being a dike on why you haven't Seder and Zikin, rather on the order after Makas Shavuos. So even though the two Masech says the Bach, there's no Seder Mishnah, but that's specifically when you have the Halacha Machlekes Bach Stamp. To Seder is that order, and that's what the Gemara there is making the same Dig, like we're saying over here. Now again, not why it's in the Seder, but why it's in that order. Like Tos must have been words of the Gemara that says, oh, the wording Hamakane, the one who's going to do Kinnah to his wife, so that's something like the evidence after the fact. Yeah, but like it's Chilah, one should not do it. So it says, when Tos has to take a look, says, they begin to say, wait a second, whenever we say a hey, the beginning, so Loshan the Evid, it's a terminology of after the fact, but like it's like with the Evid. But in the Gemara, in Pesachim, that Memtesim and Avha, says, how ilich lech chadez Pesachim, someone's going to slaughter his Garden Pesach, that's like a Tchilo. But wait a second, Pesachim, that Memtesim and Avha, 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 the Masim, which means, the Masim, the Shchid, the Gemara comes out in the first Sugya, Mesech, the Shchid, the Gemara, and Avha, that's even like a Tchilo. So the peg based the shchid zchun on daf lamazayin and alaf, and zchun on shchid leh, someone said, someone slaughters an animal in danger of its life. The peg come the bed, the bob based the shchid, and the good ones of bayim gumoros. These are all the ketchila. But it also says the hay, so why would we be medag over here that this is the evidence? So it says, there's something you can say, the chalecha nikla mitli belishna, whatever you could make it dependent on the wording that it is the evidence. So daik lachi, that would medag like that. Could go enough, like over here. And so the British peg based the shchid zchun of lamazayin and alaf, also non peg come the bed, the bob the shchid magli yad, slaughters with a sickle, yeah, but when not, then you're right, when it's obvious, it's even like a killer, then we're not going to, but if not, if we have no other indicator, we're going to say that it's Lashon B'Di'evit. But this is just a tema to one, because how are we being died from over here, why don't we say that the terminology, Hamakani, the one who's doing Kinoi, means Sheba, that he's coming like to ask, because like the Gemara says in the first break of Simon Bez, that says such a terminology, it doesn't mean but the like he's coming to ask. He wrote, he's coming to ask. He wants to do kinui. How do you do kinui? And that's like our Mishnah comes to explain that. So on this says about Kirchis Lemon the Hakas, you're right. You have to say over here in Mishnah, you say that because Mishnah Rashi. See, like Rashi says in the Maschal Likat Chila, that it's actually from the Deek of unnecessary terminology. Like Rashi says, it doesn't say Bless Oimer Kani on the Mishnah Pishnaim. Why do you have to say this extra terminology? Hamakanli Ishtar Bless Oimer must be. It's from that deep that tells us about the address, not really the hate per se. Next test master being the Gemara to Miyash of the Stira is the Shidduch based on Mazla, based on person's actions. So the Gemara says, Tesis quotes the Mazla, Hub is a Grishna, Hub is a Grishna, depends if it's the first Zibuk or the second Zibuk. Says, even though it would be a problem about, mixing one Simcha with another Simcha, because someone else might beat him to it. Kapara is a malachas. So the Gemara asked him over here, what do you mean, beat him to it? Abba Mim couldn't see his avlad. It says 40 days before a child is born. It's already designated. So how could someone beat you? That's the Gemara's question. So it says, why does the Gemara explain over there that the Milsei de Shmuel is Bezuk Sheni? It's by the second Zivug, which, like we said, that's totally fi Maisav. And therefore you don't have the problem from Abba Mim couldn't see his avlad. It says has that question. It doesn't answer. Tim like says, "Matter begin words the Gemara that Baskel calls out 40 days koyd mitzirus avlad before the formation of the child." Which so he says, "Neil Rabbi appears to my teacher that couldn't see zezach means before the male is formed, 40 days before he's formed, and that's beinim loy neil nakir by then whether the girl wasn't born yet, beinim not whether she was born doesn't depend on the girl, it depends on the boy. 40 days before its formation is when this Baskel goes out." Next says, "Matter says we're being medayik." The Gemara was being medayik from the words from the machleks in the Mishnah regarding kin and stira, but the Gemara says, "Oh, the whole machleks is only regarding kin and stira." But says didn't ask the question, "What is the Gemara tumah?" But regarding tumah, the actual act of snus, then even one witness is believed that to make her into a seita v'adin. Which says, "Tim, it's a wonder." Adrav to the contrary, the name Eichli wanted to see you could say the opposite. But tumah regarding tumah being made trade, then you need to have two people. Why? Meaning, even though in Mara Mishnah some things maybe we're saying could be by himself or Eirecha, no, there has to be two. Because you make them forbidden forever. We love masnit, conscious to self excited, you could drink, whatever. We love masnit, maisnit. Now, if we wouldn't have brought a rye from our Mishnah, as we ultimately do, as we're saying over here, so we're saying it's not nami. So if not for the rye of the Mishnah, well, what was the Gemara saying so obvious that Homachli is only king still, but Tumah Zedechad, how do you know? Maybe kid, maybe Tumah, we definitely need two. Your Shema tells what he says, no, that definitely Tumah makin mestira. Tumah is better than kin and stira. That Avagab, you're right, although it's making it forbidden forever, and you think, oh, maybe you need to have more proof to aid him. On the other hand, there's from the Gram Ladabar, there's indicating factors that tell us that something probably did happen, and therefore one aid should be believed, and therefore that's why the Gemara makes that assumption.